Good morning. Today's Daf and Bava Metzia is Ayin Aleph. Daf is being sponsored by the Skoshes family. Zecher Nishmas, Alexander Usher Ben Avram, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We are starting today on Ayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We're going to be starting with a pasuk in Mishlei Marba Hona. Okay, obviously here in the fifth parak of the Masechta, so we're speaking extensively about the Isser of Ribis. And so today, more halacha. And a little bit of Agarat HaShkafa. We start today with a pasuk in Mishlei. Now, in the context of a lot of our discussion today, certainly in the beginning, stuff is going to revolve around lending and borrowing from a non-Jew. The Mishnah told us that that's mutter. And before even the Mishnah, meaning the Psukim also indicate that it is mutter. Okay? Rambam, I'm not quoting the Rambam right now, but Rambam makes it sound like it's even a mitzvah. But notwithstanding, however, there is going to be some hesitation, some reservation of borrowing and lending from a non-Jew with ribis, with interest. And that's that hesitation, that reservation, we're going to be hearing right now. So the Pasuk in Mishlei says, okay, so the Pasuk in Mishlei, which in of itself is always difficult, always challenging to translate. But in other words, but if you increase your wealth using Neshech and Tarbis, this pasuk is pretty straightforward. So what's going to happen is that it's going to be collected by poor. In other words, don't think that you're going to become wealthy by lending with interest. What's going to end up happening is it's going to get distributed to other people. So my lechon and dalam amarav kigon shvur malka. Now the pasuk in Mishlei says it's going to be given, distributed to the dal. It's going to be distributed to the poor. So Rav's interpretation of the pasuk is, Don't think poor over here means financially poor. Poor means spiritually poor, i.e., it's going to be distributed to the Goyim. How is it going to get distributed to the Goyim? Shvur Malka. Meaning to say, what's going to happen is that you now amassed a fortune of money by charging interest to a non-Jew, which in of itself is mutter, but then the Pasuk of Mishlei is telling us is the next chapter in the story. And that is Shvur Malka, the king, is going to take the money from you. Okay, in other words, because that's what kings do. And then what is he going to do with the money? He'll distribute it to his people. Okay. So I'm Rav Nachman Amali Hun Alon Itzrucha, Ella Afila Ribis Ove Kochavim. And now, I kind of gave it away. Meaning the pasuk itself says, what kind of ribis did you charge? Did you charge ribis to a Jew or to a non-Jew? The pasuk initially doesn't say. Rav Nachman comes along and says, even when you charge ribis to a non-Jew, which again, in of itself is mutter, even then, what's going to end up happening is that you're not going to be able to hold on to that wealth. It'll be taken away from you. Okay, so we now have a halacha of Rav Nachman, which is that although the Torah allows for charging interest to a non-Jew, not recommended. Okay, that's Rav Nachman's point. It's not recommended. It's not going to go. It's not going to go well. Eitz Vei Gemara right now is going to be challenging this based on a series of brisas. Number one. So before we get to a brisa, how about a pasuk in the Torah? So number one, Eitz Vei Rav LeRav Nachman LeNachri Tashich. So it's a pasuk in the Torah, right? And that is to a non-Jew, Tashich. So interest. So my Tashich, lav Tashich, lo Tashich. So the Gemara says now Tashich. Okay, so this is a little grammar over here, just a little bit. It won't be that painful. So Tashich over here now is the active or the passive. So Tashich is the passive, which means that you will be charged interest by a non-Jew. Now, if you are going to be charged interest by a non-Jew and you have to pay the non-Jew the interest that you were charged, i.e. you're the borrower, so it stands to reason that it can go in the other direction as well, that you can charge interest to a non-Jew. That's the Gemara's assumption. And the Gemara says, no, tashich, no. Specifically, the Torah says is that you are going to be, you could be charged interest by a non-Jew, but not necessarily the reverse. So the Gemara says, oh, so let me see if I understand now the pasuk correctly. So now the Torah is going out of its way to tell me that in the event that you get charged interest by a non-Jew because you agreed to it, so now you're going to have to pay him the interest. That's the entire point of the pasuk. And that's the Gemara's question. Lo sagi d'lav hachi, meaning I need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that, meaning I think I would have figured that out. I borrowed money from a non-Jew. He charged me interest. I got to pay him the interest. Wow. That really. So the Gemara says, no, lafuki achicha d'lav. So the Gemara says, no, the point of the pasuk is that you can borrow money from a non-Jew with interest. You can't borrow money from a Jew with interest. That's the point of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, really, that's the point of the pasuk. Wow. L'achicha b'hejikasav bey, l'achicha lo sashich. What do you mean? I already have a pasuk dedicated to teach me exactly that point. So now I already know it's beferish. It's an ofen pasuk that you can't borrow money from a Jew with interest. And now we're going to make a diuk in another pasuk to make the same point. Okay, the Gemara says, that's right. In other words, so now when you borrow money from a Jew with interest, so you're violating both a lav and an essay as well. Eisvei, the Gemara now challenges again. Again, where Rav Nachman teaches us is that although there is me'ikar adin, you're allowed to lend money to a non-Jew, but Rav Nachman's point is not recommended. It's not gonna end well. You're not gonna be able to hold on to that wealth. So Eisvei, okay, so we dealt with the pasuk in the Torah. Now our Mishnah, because our Mishnah certainly sounds like it's perfectly okay. So I'm Rav Chia Bered Rav Huna Lo Nitzricha Ela Bichtei Chayav. Okay, so the Gemara answers in defense of Rav Nachman that when our Mishnah says that you're allowed to lend money to a non-Jew, that is not a blanket heter, but rather Kedei Chayav. In other words, if in the event that you really are struggling and you need to just put food on the table, so for that you're allowed to lend to a non-Jew with ribis. But if it's beyond that, if you want to amass wealth, that's where it is usser. Now, usser meaning, now, I haven't used that word up until this point in time. All right, up until now, I said not recommended, and now I'm going to say a little bit stronger, it's usser. Okay, could be, by the way, that's what the Gemara meant from the very beginning, and I didn't present it properly. Could be. But right now, we're going to use a stronger word. More than kedei chayav, it's going to be usser. Rashi writes that on the top of the Amud. So, itir lo v'yot mekan usser midrabban and damas l'misrach. So, and as we're going to see, meaning Rashi over here is telling us that it's an issur derabbanan. Why? Because what's going to end up happening is that as you're going to be negotiating back and forth with the non-Jew and borrowing and lending with interest, so then that means that you're going to be spending a lot of time with him, and you may be led away. So Ravina Amar Hach Batami Dechacham Maskin. We're back to the Gemara on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So Ravina Amar Hach Batami Dechacham Maskin. In time of my Gazer Rabban Hashem Yomam Maasav. V'kevin the Tamid Chacham Hu Lo Yomam Maasav. And another way in defense of Rav Nachman. Again, our Mishnah says that you're allowed to lend to a non-Jew beribis. That's our Mishnah. Rav Nachman says no, you're not. So how do you square that? So answer number one is Kedei Chayav. That's the heter of the Mishnah, right? To put food on the table. Answer number two of the Gemara is if you're a Talmid Chacham, then you have a heter. If you're not a Talmid Chacham, then you don't have a heter. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara said that when you're a Talmid Chacham, so you're settled. You're settled in your Yiddishkeit, in your learning. So in other words, you're not going to learn from his Mizmaisim. However, if you are not a Talmid Chacham and you're not settled and you don't have a foundation of learning, so then you're going to go ahead and be led astray by the guy. Okay. So right now, as we have it in the Gemara, so the Gemara has now defended Rav Nachman once, twice, right? Both from the Pasuk and from the Mishnah. And at this point in time now, what Rav Nachman's teaching us is that there's an Issur Derabbanan to lend to a guy with interest. That's where we are right now. The story's not over. We're not done yet. Now, this comment of Rav Huna, now it says Rav Huna over here, Rav Huna, who is quoting Rav Nachman. So, just not to get too confused, in other words, the statement of Rav Nachman, so some say that it wasn't going on our discussion, but rather was going on a different discussion. Notably, Ahadini Rav Yosef im Kesef Talves Amies Ha'ani Imach. So, Ami V'Nachri Ami Kodnim. Okay, so, there's a mitzvah to lend money. And the pasuk says, "Im kesef talve es ami, es ani imach." So es ami, ami v'nachri, ami kodem. So let's say there is a choice between, in other words, you have money to lend, and you have two people asking you for the money. One is a Jew, and the other one's a guy. So in other words, prioritize the Jew. Number one. Number two, ani v'asher, ani kodem. So what if it's both of them are Jews? One's an ani, and the other one is an usher. So lend to the ani. A lot of common sense, meaning I think we would have figured that out on our own, but okay. Anyway, lend to the ani first. So let's say you have a choice between somebody who's poor and is a relative, and somebody who's poor and lives in your town. So first give to your relative. And ani erech v'ani erech eres ani erech kodmim. Okay, you get the point. In other words, it's the same point again and again. In other words, you help those that are closer to you first, and then afterwards, then you look to people who are further away. Okay, now, I'm Amar. So in this brisa that we just learned together, in terms of prioritizing who you should be lending to, so good. So we get a list of who comes first, who's in the order of first priority. Now, Amar Mar, Ami Vanachri, Ami Kodem, so Pshita. So the first point that we made in the brisa is that if the choice is between Ami Vanachri, so the Ami comes first. Good. The Gemara says, I think we would have figured that out. I think so. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihun Alon Itzrecha, Dafil Anachri Ribis Ulishra Bechinam. So on this now, the Gemara now is citing Rav Nachman. And that is, Rav Nachman says, here, let's say the choice is not as simple as we just made it. We made the choice, Ami Vanachri. That's how we initially presented the choice. Right? I need a brisa? It's obvious. No, it's talking about a case where I could either lend to an Ami, but then, of course, I'd have to lend without Ribis. The alternative is to lend to a Nachri, but then you have the option of lending with Ribis. So now we have a good question. Which one should take priority? On one hand, I'm helping out somebody else. On the other hand, when I lend to a Nachri, so I'm going to be turning a profit. So now what do I do? That, Rav Nachman says, is the point of the Braisa. In such a situation, you're still going to prioritize the Jew over the non-Jew. Okay. And this is now what we're going to call the Lishna Basra. Okay. So now this is the second version of Rav Nachman that he was going on this Braisa, not on our Mishnah. Comes down now the following. Okay. So can I lend money to a non-Jew? Lichatchila. Is it an ideal? Is it something that you're allowed to do? So now, as we just finished the Gemara, here we are, Ayin Alpha Med Aleph in Bava Metzia. So we have two Lashonos of Rav Nachman. In Lashon number one of Rav Nachman, it's Aser. Midrabanan, it's Aser Midrabanan. Okay. And in the second Lashon of Rav Nachman, no. The only reservation you have is if there's a choice. In other words, if I have to prioritize whether lending to a non-Jew with interest or lending to a Jew without interest, so then the priority is over Jew over non-Jew. But if the question did not become a question of priority, it's just a question of, can I do it? In the Lishna Basra, the answer is absolutely. Sure you can. Okay, so there is an ambiguity. We just went over in the Gemara. There's an ambiguity in terms of whether or not it's an ideal. It's recommended. It's allowed to lend money to a non-Jew with interest. Okay. This is a huge topic. I'm just going to highlight over here. And that is, if you can go back to Ayin Amud Beis and look at the Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud. So over here, just so interesting. Historical note. Uma shenagu. You want to follow together with me? I'm just reading a little bit. I'm just an excerpt. Five lines down, six lines down in the Tosos. Last Tosos on the Amud. So Tosos says, our minig is, we lend to non-Jews. And obviously he's describing with interest. In other words, minig Ashkenaz is that this is something that we've done. Okay. I'm only over here speaking for the Ashkenazim, Sephardim. I don't know where they are in terms of their nihug, but Ashkenazic practice was to do it. And this is something that we've done for, the Tosos is writing this, right, 8 centuries now. Okay, so Omer Rabbeinu Tamishum de Bishosar from Halacha Rachamecha veKamelan Kidach Lishon de Masni Had Rav Huna Abraisa de Rav Yosef Velasra Meolam Rav Nachman Rav Huna Ribis de Nachri. Okay, so point number one of Rabbeinu Tam is that as we just went through the Gemara, so we just learned the sugi together. The two Lishonos. There's a Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. The only reservation is only according to Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, it's fine. And so that's point number one. In other words, and over here we're talking at worst in Issa de Rabbanon. And the Gemara has an ambiguity, and there are two Lashonos in the Gemara, so we could be Mekel. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, Ve'afilu Lishon Kama Yesh La'ati Lefisha Yesh Aleinu Mas Melech V'sarim V'akol Havei Kedei Chayenu. Another explanation, justification in terms of why we do so, and that is that even if I went back to Lishon Kama, within Lishon Kama, you have a heter of Kedei Chayev, if you got to put food on the table. And Tosu says that here, In France, Germany, right, 12th, 13th century. So in other words, the taxation is out of control. And even when we make a lot of money, in other words, we're not getting rich. In other words, it's kedei chayenu. Okay. The ve'ochanu shruyim beta umos v'yefshalanu lihis kasher. Sorry. Lihis takir. The glasses are on. Lihis takir b'shum davar im lo nisa v'nitsa nimahem hilkach ein la'zor ribis. And then the third justification in terms of why it would be okay is that, look, Right now we live amongst the Goyim. Right? What's the Gemara's concern? The Gemara's concern is that Shama Yuma Mimasehim. In other words, we're going to get drawn by them. At this point in time, meaning we just can't live without doing any kind of business with them. We have to. In other words, it's just the nature of living in Galus. And so why would it be any worse doing business with them as opposed to lending to them? Meaning once we're forced anyway to have to interact with them, so then it really shouldn't matter whether we're talking business, whether we're talking lending. Okay. Again, this is a huge topic. Even the Tosfos, all I did was just, you know, I took a snippet out. But anyway, but the common practice amongst the Ashkenazim and the Bizman Rishonim is that they would lend to Goyim with interest. And the Gemara over here has an ambiguity, and Tosfos deals with that ambiguity. All right, he addresses it. Okay. We continue. We're in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph and Tanya. Towards the top of the Amud. Towards. Okay, Tanya. I'm Rav Yossi Borei, Sam Yossi Neim Shel Mavib Ribis. Now, when a person lends with interest, so he's blinded by the fact that he's lending with interest. What does that mean, he's blinded? Adam Kori Lecha Vero Rasha Yorim Olechayev. Okay, so let's say somebody calls you a Rasha. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to get defensive. Not only going to get defensive, in other words, you'll attack him. Yeah, how could you call me a Rasha? Right? I'm offended. Right? It's not true. And you're gonna really have it out with him. Just by him, you know, laying one word on you. Now, it happens to be not a pleasant word. He called you Rasha, but in other words, you're going to react. And meanwhile, the haim, but when it comes to those people who lend with interest, so Mavin Adim, Velavlar, Vikumus, Udio, Vikosvim, Vikosmim, Ploni Zek, Kafar, Beloke Yisrael. And meanwhile, when I lend with interest, what do? I make a party. Okay, the word party over here is a little bit much, but in other words, what do? I invite the Adim, I invite the Sofer, right? Obviously, the Lov is invited as well. We're having a whole to-do. And meanwhile, what am I doing? I'm violating the Torah. So, right, so, okay, the contrast of somebody calls me a Rasha and all of a sudden I get super defensive. And meanwhile, when it comes to Malva Beribis, so like I'm making a kiddush over the fact that I was Malva Beribis. Okay, Tanya Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar Amar Kol Mishiyei Shlomo Avos Malva Osam Shlo Beribis Alav Akasav Omer Kaspel Onasam Hashem Beneshach V'Shochel Al Naki Lo Lakach Osa Eile Lo Yimot LeOlam. Pasuk in Tehillim. Right, many have the minhag of saying this perek at a kvura, at a levaya. So anyway, the pasuk is speaking that if you do not give your money b'neshech, if you don't lend your money b'neshech, meaning you do a kedasa kedin, you do a kosher, so then osei lo yimot lo olam, you're not gonna be knocked off your pedestal. So halamadata kol mava beribis nechasav mismotetim, and then the diuk in the pasuk is very simple, and that is that if you do lend with interest, so then mismotate. You're going to get knocked off your pedestal. You will go into financial ruins. So the Gemara says, okay, I have a kasha, right? Interesting. The Gemara says, I have a kasha based on observation, right? Not a braisa, not a pasuk, just observation. And that is that what happens is that I see people who are lending not with interest, and meanwhile, not all of them are doing well financially. So Amar Rebbe Lazar Halalu Mismotetim Va'olin Va'alam Mismotetim Vein Olin. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, I hear, but look, if you lend without interest, so yeah, you're going to get knocked down, but you're going to get back up again. If you lend with interest, you're going to get knocked down, and you're not going to get back up again. Okay. One more piece of Hashkafa Garata Lama Sabit Bogdim Tachrish Kabbalah Rashat Sadik Mimenu Pasuk in Chavakuk. Okay, Chayasar. So Am Ravuna Tzadik Mimena Boleya, Tzadik Amor in a Boleya. So what's going to happen is that the end of the Pasuk, I read the Pasuk quickly, I didn't translate the Pasuk much, but at the end of the Pasuk, Kibala Rasha Tzadik Mimenu. The Rasha is going to swallow the Tzadik. Right? And the Gemara is basically bothered. What? Why? Meaning, and how does that work? Meaning, doesn't the Kosh Baruch Hu protect Tzadikim? So the Gemara says, okay, good. So now let's give pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is that when the pasuk uses the word tzaddik, it doesn't mean it's tzaddik. It means that relatively speaking, right, he's a Rasha, I happen to be just a little bit better than him. That's what the pasuk means by tzaddik. In that regard, so now he'll swallow, right, the Rasha will swallow the tzaddik. But tzaddik, I'm saying in quotes. But if it's a tzaddik gamor, that Akash Baruch Hu is going to protect. Okay. Good. All right, a little bit more in terms of the Amud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ger Tzedek Amor Linyi Mechir, Ve Ger Toshav Amor Linyi Ribis, and Yodea Mahu. Rabbi had two kashas, one by Ger Toshav and the second one by a Ger Tzedek. I didn't go in order. One by Ger Tzedek and the other one by the Ger Toshav, Eina, Eini Yodea Mahu. But then, I'm not really sure, says the Braisa, what his kashas were. Okay, it's a funny Braisa, I have to admit. We have two kashas by Rebbe. Now, why are we quoting this Braisa? Well, first of all, we're going to explain and answer what was the kasha Rebbe and how to answer these two kashas of Rebbe. The second one is relevant to our discussion. So although obviously we're going to go through the first kasha of Rebbe, it just happens to be that the Braisas put these two together, these two kashas together. Okay, but and they're both talking about gear, but they're not even talking about the same type of gear, as we will explain momentarily. It just happens to be that the second kasha is germane to our discussion, and so therefore the Gemara quotes it. Anyway, kasha number one. So we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. So Ger Tzedek Amar Linyi Mechira Dechsev Echiyam Ochechicha Yimach V'nim Karlach. Okay, so there is a Tosefta. Now I'll say we all know it. I'll say with some confidence. We all know it. We don't know the Tosefta per se, but we know the basic point of the Tosefta, and that is that, let's say you deal in Perishvias. Okay, we're touching up psukim in Bahar, and so there the Torah introduces us to Shemitah, and that is that during the Shemitah year. So obviously you're not allowed to work the land. And in addition to that, any fruit that grows in the seventh year is going to have kedusha shviyas, and it's achla v'lo l'schara. You can eat the fruit, but you can't do any type of commercial activity with the fruit. You can't sell it. Now, meanwhile, if you sell the fruit, so you're violating an Isser in the Torah. And you're doing so, obviously, in order to gain profit. Reminder, right, one of the Mishnahs in the third parak of Sanhedrin says that if you are soch grei shviyas, you're pasul la'edus, meaning that you are clearly interested in gaining, financial gaining, even though at the expense of violating an Isser in the Torah. Okay, so. And now the Psukim and Bahar say, here's what's going to happen. If you deal in Sochei Shvius, you're going to keep losing your money. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, please stop. Okay? And if you don't get the messaging, so you're going to go more and more into financial straits. Okay? You read the Pesukim in Bahar, you know this. If you look at Rashi on those Pesukim in Bahar, you know this as well. Or, alternatively, today's daf. So, either way. Dichzi v'chiyamu chachichemach v'nim kalach. So now what's going to happen is that you're going to end up being sold. And not only going to be sold, but you're also going to be sold to a ger as well. Shenamar, lager. Velo lager tzedek, ela lager toshav. And you're going to be sold to a ger tzedek, not only to a ger tzedek, but also to a ger toshav as well. Shenamar, ger toshav. Okay, obviously over here, it'd be better if I went through the psukim in total and you see the psukim inside. Please forgive me. I'm not going to do it. Not now. Mishpacha, thank you. Gets a kick. Mishpachas ger zenachri kishuamer ola eker zanim kalovi kochavim atzma. And then eventually, what's going to happen is that you're going to be sold not only to a ger tosha but to a nachri as well. Okay, just as a general points to know, and that is that when it comes to a ger toshav, so a ger toshav is not a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is a full fledged convert. What's a ger toshav? So a ger toshav is a resident alien, lives in Eretz Yisrael, is mekabel. What exactly is mekabel? So the Rashi throughout Shas that give us mixed reporting exactly what he's makabo, right? The generally Rashi says, forgive me, I'm not going to quote the psukim, I'm not going to quote the Rashi's, but generally speaking, Rashi says it's makabo not to be over to avodah zara. Okay, but in terms of he's not chayven any of the mitzvos of the Torah. Okay, anyway.
What shabbat?
Huh? Yeah, right. The difficulty with Rashi is that already there's already a long-standing iser for a guy to be over to avodah zarah. Anyway, so ger toshav. He's not a Jew. He's living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and by the way, by the ger toshav, as we will see momentarily, you got to take care of him. He's living in Eretz Yisrael. You got to take care of him. Okay, fine. So you understand now that as we move along over here in the line of here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be sold to a Jew, ger tzedek, ger toshav, and you're going to be sold to a guy, and finally, acres and nimkalovi kochav matzma. and you're going to be even sold to Avodah Zarah. The way Rashi understands it over here, to Avodah Zarah means is that you're going to end up working for the Avodah Zarah, right? Drawing the water, chopping the wood. Okay. Anyway, Amar Mar. Again, all we're doing right now is setting ourselves up for Rebbe's first kasha. Amar Mar. V'lo lecha el ager, shenem el ager. So lememar deger kani evad ivri urimenu. Ein ager nikne evad be'evad ivri ve'ein isha v'ager konen evad ivri. Okay. So, we have a halacha, and that is that a ger, meaning ger tzedek, cannot be konen evad ivri. Cannot be konen evad ivri. A little bit strange, but that's the halacha. Now, how do we get there? And by the way, right? Just incidentally, an isha cannot be konen evad ivri, but we'll come back to that. So a ger cannot be konen evad ivri. Why not? Ger lo nikna be'evad ivri. So the, we're going to go in both directions. So ger lo nikna be'evad ivri. A ger cannot become an evad ivri. So, and again, when we're saying ger right now, we're talking about ger tzedek. How do I know that? Okay, so because as part of the package of being an Eved Ivri, so what happens is you're going to go free. In other words, you're not a slave. It's indentured. You're working, but it's for a term. And when the term is over, what does the Torah say? You go back to your mishpacha. Now, it happens to be that by Ger Tzedek, he doesn't have mishpacha. Gersh and his Gair, Kekatna Nola Dami. So he doesn't have mishpacha. So he doesn't have a mishpacha to go back to. And so because he misses that detail of the transaction, so the whole thing falls apart.
Why can't you have a mishpacha after you converge?
Right? In other words, a wife.
Yeah, you can marry a Jew or whatever.
Right, wife, children. Okay. I was thinking similar. But in other words, but fundamentally, you're right. In other words, he could end up having a mishpacha, but fundamentally, once he's megai, he doesn't have a mishpacha. Okay. Ve'inisha v'ger konem evi, ivri lava, I'm sorry. So now, we first established that a ger cannot become an evad ivri. Now, what about the other direction? What about a ger acquiring an evad ivri? No. So isha lava rechara. Now, as far as a woman is concerned, a woman can't purchase an evad ivri. Not a woman giores, just tam. A Jewish woman cannot be konen an evad ivri. Why? The answer is very simple. Pasmisht. Just not appropriate. not appropriate for a woman to have an evad ivri around all the time. Okay. Self-evident. Let's leave it at that. Ger nami. But why can't a ger tzedek go ahead and be konen evad ivri? So here, gemiri. Gemiri over here probably means halach l'moshe m'sinai. And that is the makne kani de la makne lo kani. Ah, because since we've already established that an evad ivri, let's do that correctly. A ger tzedek cannot be acquired as an Eved Ivri, so therefore he can't acquire a Eved Ivri. In other words, you have to be, in order to be on one side of the transaction, you have to be on the other side of that transaction. Our Eved Ivri cannot be on one side, therefore he cannot be on the other side. Does that make sense? Halach l'moshe m'sinai. We have a tradition. Okay, so what just happened over here? So we just learned together that an Eved Ivri can neither become a ger tzedek cannot become an evad ivri, nor can he acquire an evad ivri. And meanwhile, the braisa that we cited says, what's going to happen to you as you're selling your perish shviyas? So what's going to happen to you is that you're going to be sold to a ger tzedek. What do you mean? You can't be sold to a ger tzedek. That's the kasha of Rebbe. So the Gemara's answer, so this first kasha of Rebbe, so I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so I know kona v'dino kisrol, v'kona v'dino kenachri. Detanya nirtza, nimka lanachri, eno oved lo saben v'lo sabas. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay. So as far as our first point is concerned, so we said, how can you be sold to a ger tzedek? The answer is you can. What do you mean? We just learned in the braisa, you can't. What the braisa means, as Rav Nachman Yitzchak, is it's different. It's not the same. In other words, let's say you're an evad ivri and you're sold to a full-fledged Jew. So here's what happens. Now, we're talking not only about an evad ivri, we're talking about an evad ivri on nirtza. So in other words, he's in for the long haul. So right after Sheishanim, so what does he say? Love it. Love it over here. I want to stay. Good. So you do Ritzia. He stays up until Yovel. So now, once he's an evad ivri nirtza, here's what happens. What happens is that now I'm going to call him an owner, by the way. And again, it's not ownership, evikanani ownership. But once your owner dies, so you're still going to be working for Ben Obas. That's the halacha. Okay? Is it Alts Yerusha? Not exactly. In other words, because again, you're not his property. But whatever the case is, however the explanation works, you work for Ben Abbas. Now the Gemara says that's true if you are a Jew, Eved Ivri, that was acquired by another Jew. However, sorry, the Jew Eved Ivri is redundant. That's if you're an Eved Ivri owned by another Jew. But what if you're an Eved Ivri owned by a Ger Tzedek? So in this one detail, this is where it's going to be different. In that if you're an Eved Ivri Nirza working for a Ger Tzedek and he dies, you don't work for Ben Abbas. That's the distinction between them. Okay. Anyway, that was Q&A number one of Rebbe. So far, so good. We're up to Q&A number two of Rebbe. The first one, by the way, as I already pointed out, has nothing to do with our discussion, but it's in the Braisa. Now, Amar Mar, we're not ready for question two of Rebbe. Sorry. We're just going to get caught up. Yeah, we're just going to get caught up a little bit in this first point. Amar Mar Inishagir Vigir Konan Evid Ivri. So, name of the Loker of Shimon Gamliel. Detanya Isha Konas Ashvachos Vena Konas Avadim. Or Shimon Gamliel Amar Avkona Es Avadim. Okay, I did good on grammar today. Okay. Can a woman acquire an Evid Kanani? So, Tanakama says no, and Rosh Shimon Gamliel says yes. Yes, she can. Okay, so we just learned that a woman cannot acquire an Eved Ivri. Why? Pasnished. And meanwhile, the Rashbag says that a woman can acquire an Eved Kanani. That seems to be incompatible. So the Gemara says, nah. So afilo tem afkonas avadim. I'm sorry. Afilo tem rishim and gamliel v'lo kasha kan be'Eved Ivri, kan be'Eved Kanani. So Eved Ivri tzni'alei, Eved Kanani paritzla. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference, and that is that when it comes to an Eved Ivri, so why is it that she can't have an Eved Ivri? It's inappropriate. And not only is it inappropriate, but if she gets involved in inappropriate activities with the Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri knows enough to know, right? In other words, this demands a cover-up. So she'll be more comfortable to be engaged in unlawful behavior with the Eved Ivri because she knows that the Eved Ivri will cover it up. On the other hand, when it comes to an Eved Kanani, so what's going to happen? If she engages in illicit behavior with the Eved Kanani is not going to know enough to cover it up. He's going to tell everybody, hey, here's what happened.
Indiscretion.
Right. And so as a result of that, she will then be more governed to not get involved in inappropriate activity with the Eved Kanani, knowing that the Eved Kanani is not going to cover it up. That's that's how to make the Rashbag compatible with the halacha we learned. So Ella had Nini Rav Yosef Armelas Lo Tabi Karla Velo Tishrei Barbe Ravu Shpiza. And now, meanwhile, we have a brace of Rav Yosef, and that is that a widow should not be having a dog in her house, and also she shouldn't be having young yeshiva men staying by her, lodging by her. Now Bishlama Barbe Rav Ditzni Ale. So the Gemara says, okay, the young yeshiva boys who she can't house because again, in the event of indiscretion, so the young yeshiva boy knows about discretion. And again, so she will not be as governed, and she will not put up a enough of a barrier between her and the young yeshiva boy, because she knows, in the event of indiscretion, the yeshiva boy will, in fact, use discretion. And therefore, her yetzer is going to be stronger. However, when it comes to the dog, the Gemara says, I don't understand by the dog. So the Elakaba Kevin the Masrich Ba Mirsasa. But over here, if she has an indiscretion with the dog, Mishka Behema, so then what's the dog gonna do? The dog's gonna follow around everywhere. And everyone's gonna look at that and everyone's gonna know. And meanwhile, isn't the fact that the dog doesn't know about being discreet, isn't that gonna prevent her from being with the dog? Gemara says no. Amri, kevin dechishad jalei umsa masrach basra. Amri, in shem yishem umsa dechishad jalei hu demisrach. Gemara says, no, when it comes to the dog, it's very easily explainable. Why is it the dog is following around everywhere? You know why?
Food.
Anyway, right. now can I say it? Yes, now I can say it. Okay, we're done with question number one of Rebbe, and that is that how is it possible that you're going to be sold to a Ger Tzedek? You can't be sold to a Ger Tzedek. And the answer is you can. The short version of question number one. Question number two, which is, of course, relevant to our discussion, and it's why we're here, and that is, Ger Toshav Amor Linyan Ribbis. Dichsiv. So over here now, here, the Gemara actually quotes the full Pasuk. So v'chi amoch echichamat yado imach v'hechazak tabo ger v'soshav v'chai imach al tikach mito neshech v'sarbis v'yireisim alokecha v'chai achicha imach uriminu lovin mehen mavenos amribis v'chein beger toshav. So over here, the question number two of Rebbe is so simple, so straightforward. Notice the pasuk and then take a look at our Mishnah. It's really that simple. The pasuk, as I just read, says that you can't charge interest, not to a Jew, not to a ger toshav. That's the pasuk. Meanwhile, our Mishnah taught us you can charge interest to a guy and you can charge interest to a ger toshav. What? Those are incompatible. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Miksiv Al Tikach Mitam Meitoksiv Miyisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, over here, and answering question number two of Rabbi. So over here, you got to read the pasuk and you got to read it really carefully. So it's true. In the pasuk that we read, it says, V'chi amuch achicha umate yado imach. V'hechezak tabo ger v'sosha v'chayimach. So you're right. At that point in time, the Torah is saying that, look, in the event where either a Jew or a ger toshav falls into hard financial times, you got to help him out. That part's true. But then, al tikach me'ito, don't accept from him, lashon yachid, meaning only from one of them are you not allowed to accept ribbis. And that, of course, is the Jew, the ger toshav you are. Had it said me'itam, it would have covered both, but it doesn't. It says me'ito. And that's the answer. And that's the answer to Rebbe's second question, which obviously is relevant to our discussion. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Al tikach mito neshek v'sarbis ava al tanasa lo arev. Okay, so what you can't do is you can't charge interest, but you can be a guarantor. Arev laman. We are now on the Amud Beis. So ilem arev lisa ava tan elo over and below saseh amaveva lo veva arev aedim. The Mishnah coming up a 9-hay. The Mishnah 9-hay says, when an interest loan occurs, who's in violation? All participants are in violation. And that would include the lender, the borrower, the witnesses, the guarantor. Okay, and we may even, not now, but later, we may even include the sofer as well. Okay. All parties involved are in violation of the Isser. So when the Braisa just taught us that you can be a guarantor, so we are scratching our head right now. Well, you could be a guarantor. No, you can't. So El Alanachri, so the Gemara says, what it means is that you can be a guarantor on a loan between Jew and non-Jew. And right now, let's have the non-Jew being the lender. Let's have the Jew being the borrower. And now the Jew is going in and borrowing money from a non-Jew with interest, which again, that's mutter. And and you can now be serving as a guarantor. So the Gemara says, really? So El Alanachri, so Kevin the Dina Alanachri Dazo Basa Arva, Iuniu de Kashako Mine Ribisa. So the Gemara says, but wait one second. Do you know how loans work in the non-Jewish world? Okay, now I'm not describing, obviously, contemporary lending. I'm obviously describing, you know, a world that's, a little bit in terms of history, but this is how it used to be. In the non-Jewish world, when you borrowed money and you took a guarantor and you brought the guarantor with you, so generally speaking, the way we think about it is that you're in the first position, the guarantor is in the second position, right? First in line, second in line. And that means to say that in the event that you default, so then what the lender is going to do is it's going to go after the guarantor, right? That's how you and I think, or better stated, that's how I think. Okay. In again, describing a world gone by, so the Gemara tells us that's not how they operate. The way they operate is as follows. If you guarantee a loan, you become first in line. Lender's going to go after you. He'll just skip right over the bar and he'll go right after you. That's how they work. Why do they work that way? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. That's how they work. And the Gemara says, now, assuming that that's true, so let's just now paint the scene. So you went in order to borrow money from the non-Jew. And you brought an Ariv with you. And he's now co-signing on the loan. And so now what's going to end up happening is that he, the lender, the non-Jew, is going to go straight after the Ariv. Now, what is the Ariv going to then do? He'll turn to you. And he'll say to you, no? Okay, so I'm more than happy to help you out. Not only did I guarantee the loan, but I ended up paying it. Now you're going to have to pay me back. Now, the Gemara says that now becomes a problem. Came the Dina de Nachri, I'm just rereading. Came the Dina de Nachri Dazo Basa Arva, Iu Niu de Kashakal Mine Ribisa. So now what's going to end up happening is is that the Arev is going to be taking ribis from the Yisrael and violate the Isser ribis. Now, right? Now, okay, good. So it happens to be that David and I right now are connected. We're linked. And that is, what does that mean, that you're collecting ribis? In other words, you paid, the loan is 1,000, right? The interest is 200. So, okay, I'm just throwing out numbers. Okay, so now, so you just paid the guy $1,200 to satisfy the loan. You're now going to go after your friend who you co-signed, and you're going to say, okay, no, you're going to go give me $1,200. So you gave the guy $1,200, and now you're collecting $1,200, and the Gemara says, you just collected ribis. Okay. What? If you pay $1,200, you collect $1,200, you collected ribis? And so I'm going to argue, I have to argue this because this is effectively what the Gemara is saying is, yes, you collected ribis. And so it's an interesting, I'm going to call it a thought experiment. It's more than an experiment, but it's an interesting thought. Meaning you are, in fact, receiving ribis even though you're not gaining. Meaning what was the loan amount? 1,000. What now did you pay? 1,200. So you now, in collecting 1,200, are collecting the interest payment, even though, despite the fact that you haven't gained a penny in doing so. Okay, I know that. It took me more than a moment to wrap my head around this idea. Clearly, that's what the Gemara is saying. Iu niu dekashakol mine ribisa. You're collecting ribis from another Jew. Okay, so if all this is true, the Gemara says so. You can't be a guarantor on such a loan, because by being a guarantor on such a loan, you're going to end up collecting ribis from a Jew. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Kiba Alav Ladon B'Dinei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, so it must be that we're talking about the following, and that is that when we went to construct this loan, so we agreed to the terms. In other words, again, the non-Jew is the lender, Jew is the borrower, his friend is a guarantor. So we constructed the loan where we all agreed we're going to be following Jewish law. Okay? Everyone agreed to it. Ah, now it works out good. Because now what's going to end up happening is that you're not first in line, you're second in line. Because that's the way we operate. We operate as a guarantor. You're second in line, you're not first in line. Okay, good. So now it'll work out. So the Gemara says, that's great. So, but if we agree to the loan being a Jewish loan, so you know what's also part of the rules of a Jewish loan? No interest. Okay. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Sheshet Shekibah Alav Lazu V'lo Kibah Alav Lazu." Gemara says, "Okay, I hear you, but here's what we agree to. We agree to that in terms of the borrower guarantor, we're going to follow Jewish rules. Okay, he'll be number one, you'll be number two. In terms of interest, we're charging interest. Okay, so we're not agreeing to all the terms of a Jewish loan, just many of the terms of the Jewish loan, or just one term of the Jewish loan. Okay, and Adkan, and that takes us to the very limited scenario. That's now becomes a very limited scenario in which you could be serving as a guarantor for such a loan. Okay, we're going to pause over here because we are about to embark on a new sugya that takes us into tomorrow's daf, and quite frankly, it's a little bit complicated, but. Okay, but we'll get there tomorrow. Okay, let's recap today. It happens to be, in terms of today's stuff, pretty easy, pretty straightforward to summarize. Number one, okay, can you lend money to a non-Jew with interest? Seems like the answer is yes. Seems that way. At least certainly that's what the pasuk seems to indicate. And meanwhile, in the beginning of today's stuff, so we shared reservation. Rav Nachman says, not recommended. We could say it even stronger. It might be Asur Midrabbanan. Okay? What about the pasuk? What about our Mishnah that says it's okay? We answer up for that. There was a second Lashon of Rav Nachman, to be fair. And in the second Lashon of Rav Nachman, which takes us already to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, so there Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman was going on a different point. And that is prioritization. Lending to a non-Jew with interest versus lending to a Jew without interest. That you should favor the Jew over the non-Jew. But lending to a non-Jew by itself, that would be perfectly fine. I noted that already during the Tkufa of the Balei HaTosos, common practice of the Jews was to lend money to a non-Jew with interest. And Tosos is, right? And Tosu has to work out a Gemara, and he does so. Okay. But we didn't go through it with any kind of Ian. Then on the Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, So we spent almost the entire Amud with Rebbe's two kashas. Rebbe had two kashas, one regarding an Eved Ivri being brought up by a Ger Tzedek. How in the world does that work? That was his first kasha. And the second kasha is that our Mishnah told us that you can lend to a Ger Toshav with Ribbis, and meanwhile, the Pasuk makes it sound like you can't. Okay. And so question number one was answered, question number two was answered. And that was the Amud Aleph. And then as we turn to the Amud Beis today, so we had to deal with the Braisa. The Braisa says that in a loan between Jew and non-Jew, where the non-Jew is the lender and the Jew is the borrower, so the Jew could bring a friend along and co-sign on that loan, and he can serve as an Arev. And that got a little bit complicated because their terms of lending and how a guarantor works does not work the same way ours does. And effectively, what's going to end up happening is the Arev is effectively going to be collecting interest from another Jew. And that's not kosher. And so the Gemara gave a very limited scenario in which you could make this work.